So we are set to go as the Vandals will get set to kick it away to the Greenville Comets. So Cole Durbin will get set to kick it away. We are tied 8-8 as we get set to get underway here in this third quarter. So the Comets with the football. They got the onside kick to recover the onside kick to open it. And now Durbin with the kick. Back to about the 10. Greenville had some trouble. And now pretty good return. And a man breaking a couple of tackles and finally pushed out of bounds at midfield. Big return for the Comets. That is Isaiah Matthews with a big return near side of the field all the way to midfield. So the Comets with nice field position to start. So the Vandals defense has their work cut out for them. 8-8 is our score as we get underway in the third quarter. So the Comets will be going right to left here in this third quarter. Ackerman from the pistol formation. He's going to have two receivers to his left, one to his right, and it's Oliver in the backfield. So first and 10 for the Comets at dead midfield at the 50. Ackerman takes the snap, pitches it. This is Oliver trying to get outside. Now he cuts back, and the Vandals will bring him down at about the 47-yard line. And on the tackle there for the Vandals, Colburn in there along with Caden Osborne, and it's going to bring up a second down and 7. Second down and 7 for the Comets from the Vandal 47. Just underway in the third quarter. Two receivers left, one right. Ackerman puts a man in motion, left to right. Takes a snap, hands it off. On and straight through the middle with the run is Oliver. And he is going to be just short, I think, in the first down, about a yard short. We kind of went off right tackle there, found some room, and it's third down and 1. Third down and 1 for the Comets from the Vandal 42. Two receivers on each side. Ackerman hands off to Oliver, and he's going to have the first down ahead to the 39. So a first down for the Comets ahead to the Vandal 39-yard line. So first down for the Greenville Comets at the Vandal 39. It has been a tale of starts of each half. They got the onside kick recovery to start the first half. They got the big kick return to start off the second half. First down and 10 for the Comets from the Vandal 39. Man in motion right to left. They will give it to him. Number 23, and he's got room, and the Vandals were not ready. They did not step that one out at all, and he's all the way ahead to the 20. That is Caden Boyce. So the Comets with another first down. I guess he went out of bounds at the 24. So he must have stepped out of bounds at the 24. First and 10 for the Comets at the Vandal 24. Ackerman looks to the sideline. He's from the pistol. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. Oliver curls up next to him. He takes the snap. He gives it to Oliver. He bounces off a couple of defenders and will be brought down, I believe, about the 17, or excuse me, the 21. And my yardage marker's off for a second. We'll see. Pickup of about 2, I think. Second down and 8. Second down and 8. Jordan Colbert in on the tackle for the Vandals. Colbert curling up from that safety position to help out against the run. Second down and about 8 for the Comets from the Vandal 21-yard line. Ackerman, snap, hands it off. This is to Oliver, and the Vandals are going to trip him up at about the 19, I believe. And it's going to bring up a third down and about 4, maybe 5. Third down, I'd say 4. Head to about the 18. Caden Osborne in on the tackle for the Vandals. Third down and 4. Ahead to the Vandal 18-yard line. This would be 4 down territory for the Comets. 9 minutes remaining, third quarter. Greenville on their opening drive. Third down and four. He hands it off to Oliver. He breaks the tackle. He's going to have the first down ahead to the 11. And the Comets are just moving it on down the field. Well, Oliver moving it down the field. He's had every play on this drive. First down and 10 for the Comets from the Vandal 11. They got the big kick return to get him to midfield. And now they are trying to cash it in with their second score of the night. We're tied 8-8 with 8:25 remaining in the third quarter. Three receivers left, one right. Ackerman hands it off. Osborne straight through. I believe he got about the 9. I tell you what, at this point, you want him to do something else. If you're the Vandals, you're hoping that they'll do something else. Second down and 8 coming up. You're hoping that they'll try a pass or do something else. You really are. Second down and 8 from the Vandal 9. 7:55 remaining third quarter. Second down and 8 from the 9. Ackerman gives it to Oliver. He fights ahead to about the 7. And it'll bring up a third down and about 6. Third down and about 6 coming up for the Greenville Comets. Comets going right to left here in this third quarter. 7.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Third down and about 6. From the Vandals' 6-yard line. Third down and 6. From the 6. Ackerman takes a snap. Hands it off. Oliver straight into the middle of the line. Ahead to about the 4, I believe. And it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Comets. It's going to be a fourth down and about 3 coming up. Fourth down and about 3 coming up for the Comets from the 4. Fourth down and 3 for the Comets from the 4. And I think the Comets are going to try for the field goal. So it looks like they're going to be trying for the field goal. So Gavin File will try it. They'll spot it at the 11, so it's a 21-yard field goal. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the field goal is good. So File with the field goal, good at the 6:22 mark of the third quarter. But I tell you what, if I'm the Vandals, I feel pretty good about that. You kept the Comets out of the end zone. They drove the ball pretty deep into Vandal territory, and now it's an 11-8 game. So the Comets lead it 11-8. We'll take a break on WKRV.
You're never too young to start thinking about sound investing and leaving a legacy. Hi, I'm Ty Bates from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Let us show you how a life policy from Pekin Insurance can meet your needs, no matter what stage of life you're in. Pekin Life Insurance Company has been helping folks make sound decisions for nearly 60 years. Call MRMC Insurance Agency at 618-283-4200, and let's find a plan designed just for you.
So the Vandals will receive the kick. Back at the 9, that is Connor Depute. Connor, stutter steps, looking ahead, and he'll be brought down at about the 28-yard line. So at about the 28-yard line, and that's where the Vandals will take over. So the Vandals will have it. They trail now 11-8. The Vandals trail. So first down and 10 for the Vandals at their own 28. Four receivers line up to the right. They put Depew in motion. He gets the handoff. He cuts it back, looking for room, runs into his own man, and gets ahead to about the 30 before he's brought down. So a yard, basically maybe 2. Nope, about a yard to the 29. Second and nine. Second down and nine. Three receivers left, one right. On a second and nine, Stumball takes the snap. Little hitch and go. Flushed out of the pocket and just has to throw it away. It's incomplete. I tell you what, it was a good job. It was a good job by Stumball just to get rid of the ball. So third down and nine. Third down and nine for the Vandals. Good job by Stumball just to get rid of that one. Third down and nine for the Vandals at their own 29. The Vandals trail 11-8. 5 minutes, 27 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Two receivers to the right. That is Casey and Colburn. Actually, three receivers. McCarty on the right as well. Stumball is going to take it himself. Not much there. And it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Vandals. Fourth down and about five. So the Vandals do not do much at all on this first drive. Fourth down and four, actually, is what it's going to be, but I don't think it's going to matter unless the Vandals want to try some trickery of their own. The two men are deep for the Comets, including Isaiah Matthews, who had that great return on the opening kick of the second half. Snap is back. Casey with a high arcing kick. Bounces. Comets pick it up. They run it back. And it'll be brought down. I'm not sure where the market. We'll have to see where the spot is. But the Comets will have decent field position after that punt. So the Comets with decent field position. So the Vandals defense will be tested again. The Comets got a field goal. 21-yard field goal to take the 11-8 lead. So they lead it 11-8 right now. 11-8 Comets lead, 4:44 remaining in the third quarter. Three receivers line up left, one right. Ackerman from the shotgun takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver. He's trying to get to the outside. He does, but we got a flag down. He fumbles, but it was right to another Comet. But we do have a flag down in the area of holding. We'll see if that is the call, and it is. So it is a hold against the Comets. Oliver, it popped out of his hands, but it popped right into the hands of another Comet. And the penalty flag looks like it's at about the 46. So assuming that's the spot of the foul, that would put the Comets back at about the 36-yard line. 4 minutes, 37 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals trail the Greenville Comets 11-8. And that is where they're at the 36. First down and 10 for the Comets from their own. First down and 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I think. I think it's first and 20, first and 21. Snap to Ackerman, hands it off, and straight through the middle for Oliver. Not a lot there to about the 38-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and probably about 18. This would be big for the Vandal defense if they could stop the Comets here, get the ball back. The Vandals trail 11-8. 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Vandals offense has not had a lot of success tonight. Two receivers to the left, one right. Snap is back, passes away, caught. And the Comets with a big first down and more. Deep into Vandal territory, ahead to about the 27-yard line. Ackerman completed it ahead to Austin Wall, and it's down to the 27. So the first play that was not a run by Oliver in the second half comes up with a big completion here. And the Vandals give up the big completion play here. Ackerman takes the snap, hands this one off to Oliver, and he'll be wrapped up at about the 26-yard line. Now the Comets, if they could get a touchdown, they can make this a two-score game. They're up three on the Vandals right now, 11-8. About a one-yard gain, actually, there. 3 minutes remaining in the third. So time is beginning to become a factor. Second down and nine. Second down and nine for the Comets from the Vandal 26. They hand it off, and the Vandals in the backfield. They hit Oliver immediately. That is Dylan Hinton. As he hit him in the backfield and brings him down for no gain, it's third down and nine. Third down and nine, but this is four down territory for the Comets. Third down and nine from the Vandal, 26-yard line. Three receivers right, two left as they send Oliver out as a receiver to the left. Ackerman back to pass. Pass is up. It is incomplete. It was intended for Matthews here on the near side of the field, and it'll bring up a fourth down and nine. Fourth down and nine coming up for the Comets. 2 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Fourth and nine. Ackerman, three receivers right. He's got Oliver in the backfield with him. Now he looks to the sideline for the play. Comets going right to left here in this third quarter. They lead the Vandals 11-8. Fourth and nine. And we're going to have a flag. Is it delay a game? I think so. I didn't have my look. I cannot really see the play clock from where I'm at, but that is what it is. So it'll push them back to a fourth and 14. Comets were having a little trouble. Looked like getting the play in, getting the play down, making sure everybody knew what was going on. So it's a fourth down and 14 now. Pushes them back to the Vandal 31, fourth and 14. Two receivers each side. Ackerman takes the snap. Pass through the middle. It is incomplete. Whew. The Vandals, I tell you what, there was some contact there. McCarty was right there with the man. I think the Comets wanted a penalty. They did not get it, and it'll give up the ball to the Vandals. So McCarty was right there. Did he hit him before the ball got there? I don't know. But the Vandals will get the football. I know on this, I'm on the Comets side, and they felt like there was, but it's incomplete, and the Vandals take over on downs. So the Vandals need to take advantage. They trail 11-8. Two receivers each side. Stumbaugh takes the snap, drops back. He's in trouble immediately, and he's sacked. They have been able to get heat on the quarterback multiple times tonight with second down and 12. Second down and 12. 1:45 remaining in this third quarter. 11-8. The Comets lead the Vandals. Second down and 12 at their own 29-yard line. Play clock down to 8. Man in motion, Colbert, gets the handoff. Looking for some room. He doesn't get much. They head to about the 33-yard line. Going to bring up a third down and about 8. Vandals really having to get behind the chains quite a bit. Not getting much on first down, second down even. And now they're facing a third down and 8. They'd hate to go 3 and out after getting the ball back. Inside a minute remaining in this third quarter. Third down and 8 coming up for the Vandals from their own 32. And I think the Vandals are going to take a timeout. So the Vandals are going to take a timeout. We'll keep it here. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They are a certified Milestar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8 in Vandalia. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Also brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They're at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Find them online, kmarchinsurance.com. Kmarch Insurance, protect your legacy. So the Vandals are faced with a third down and 8 coming out of this timeout. We are down to 49.4 seconds remaining third quarter. The Greenville Comets scored on their opening drive in the first half. They scored on their opening drive in the second half. They lead it 11-8. Randall's got a touchdown inside a minute remaining in the second quarter. Three receivers line up right. One left. Stumball from the pistol with Hinton in the backfield. Takes the snap. Rolls right. Rolling. Now he's going to run, and he's got room in front of him, and he's going to have the first down. Head to about the 44. I tell you what, Quentin had the room in front of him. Then he kind of stuttered-stepped, looking for more. Well, at that point, it's like, they're closing the gap on you. Well, he was able to get what he needed for the first down, gets it ahead to the 44. So the Vandals do get the first down. 15-yard pickup from Quentin Stumball. And he does bring that ability to the field. Three receivers line up right, one left. Or Quentin Stumball takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. And he's able to break a tackle, and he gets ahead to midfield. So about a 7-yard pickup. That was a good job because he was hit. Would have been about a yard gain. Instead, it's going to be about 6, maybe 7. I think it's 7 yards. Second down and 3. And that is the end of the third quarter. So the Greenville Comets lead the Vandals 11-8. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
When the market changes, your financial advisor should be partnering with you. If you haven't heard from yours in a while, maybe it's time for a second opinion with Scott Kramer at FNB Financial Advisors. He believes that communication is key, especially when it comes to managing risk and safeguarding your financial future. Have questions? Give certified financial planner Scott Kramer a call at FNB Financial Advisors to talk about how you can partner together to pursue your financial goals. Call Scott at 618-283-5211.
Back for the start of the fourth quarter. The Vandals will have it second down in about 3, maybe 4. It is dead midfield. So the Vandals trail 11-8. Three receivers line up right. Casey, Colburn, and Depew to the left. To the right is McCarty. Quentin Stumball in the shotgun on a second down and 3. He takes the snap. Now hands it off. That is to Matthews, and there's nothing there. So Matthews was in the backfield, and nothing there. Well, they're going to give him about a yard. They're going to bring up a third down and about, I'd call it 3. Third down and about 3 coming up for the Vandals at the Comet 49. Just underway. In the fourth quarter, the Vandals trail 11-8. So third down and 3. Another third down for the Vandals here. Play clock down to 8. Three receivers left, one right from the pistol. Stumball fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. Looking for room, and he got tripped up. He had room in front of him, but tried to cut more to the left. And when he did, he got brought down for a loss, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 4. Back into Vandal territory at the 49. Are the Vandals going to go for it? I think they are. Their punter, Andrew Casey's walking to the sideline. So it's fourth down and about 5. Fourth down and about 5. From their own 49-yard line. Vandals with a tight formation here. Get the handoff, Connor Depew. He stutter steps, looking for room. Finds it. He's got a first down. He's still on his feet into Comet territory, ahead to the 40. So on a fourth down, the Vandals go for it. They get the first down. Connor DePew. Gets it ahead to the 40. And we got a Vandal down. Vandal's trainer Chris Witten coming out. The Comets trainer coming out too. I think maybe we got a cramp. The way they are grabbing the leg, and I'm kind of looking. I think that is Connor. So the Vandals do get the first down ahead to the Comet 40. The way they kind of grabbed at the leg right to start off, I'm thinking cramp. But so I was talking to Chris Winton before the game. He said the trainer, the Comets trainer, the Greenville's trainer is excellent. So two excellent trainers working on who I think's Connor. I'm not 100% sure. You never can see when they're laying on the field. At it, yep, it is Connor. And he is limping a little, but trying to run it off at the same time. So it'll be first down and 10 for the Vandals. Connor gets to the sideline. He'll be out for at least the next play. First down and 10 for the Vandals at the Comet 40. Vandals trail 11-8, 10 minutes. 15 seconds remaining in the game. Three receivers line up right, one left. Stumball from the pistol. Matthews in the backfield. Rolling right, Stumball. And throws it. It is caught. That is Colburn. He breaks a couple of tackles down the far side of the field to the 15, to the 10, and he's driven out of bounds at about the 8-yard line, it looks like. Jordan Colburn. Stumball just kind of dumped it over the top into Colburn's hands. And he picks up a big chunk of yardage. And I think the Vandals are going to have first down and goal from the Comet 8. First down and goal for the Comet 8. First time the Vandals have drifted that deep tonight. 9 minutes, 56 seconds remaining in the game. Two receivers line up left, one right. Stumbaugh hands it off. This is Hinton. He powered his way ahead. I thought he picked up a yard or two on forward progress before he got pushed back. We'll see where they spot it. It'll be second and goal. I think he picked up about a yard. He pushed into the pile and didn't get a lot there. Second and goal. Second down and goal for the Vandals. They mark it ahead to the 6, so he did get a couple of yards. I should have went with my first call, huh? Second down and goal from the 6. The Vandals trail 11-8. Play clock at 8. Two receivers left. One right. Hand it off again to Dylan Hinton. He is in for the touchdown. Dylan Hinton, a 6-yard run. And the Vandals take their first lead of the night. 9:09 remaining. Dylan Hinton, a 6-yard run for the touchdown. And this comes with 9:09 remaining in the game. So the Vandals have their first lead of the night. It is 14-11. And now Cole Durbin will attempt the point after. Snap is back. His kick is up, and his kick is good. So the Vandals have a 15-11 lead. So the Vandals, their first lead of the night. They lead it 15-11 with 9:09 remaining. So the Vandals with their first lead of the night. Dylan Hinton, a 6-yard touchdown run. And they did do that with Connor off. Now we'll see if Connor gets back out there. He was dealing with some cramps and some issues. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. That's Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. So the Vandals will kick it away to the Greenville Comets. Vandals, for the first time tonight, have the lead at 15-11. Cole Durbin with the kick. Back at about the 14. This is Matthews with another nice return. ahead to about the 39 before he is brought down by Lucas Bowers. But Isaiah Matthews, he had that big return that led to the Comet field goal on the opening drive of the second half, and pretty nice return here. The Vandals, though, were able to stop him. I'll tell you what, he was about one or two guys away from breaking it all the way. First down and 10 for the Comets. They have it at their own 39. First down and 10 Comets from their own 39. 9:03 remaining. Three receivers left. One right. Ackerman takes the snap. Hitch and go. He's going deep. Does he have a man? He does, but he overthrew it incomplete. And it'll be second and 10. A little hitch and go, and when I say that, you kind of quarterback drops, kind of cocks his arm like he's going to throw, instead pulls it back. And that usually means they're trying to get somebody deep. And he did there, but he overthrew it, and he was out of bounds as well, so it's a second and 10. Second down and 10 for the Comets from their own 39. Second down and 10 for the Comets from their own 39. Two receivers left, one right. Oliver in the backfield. They'll give it to him. And he goes right through the middle, ahead to about the 40, pick up of maybe a yard or two, maybe, depending on the spot. And they'll give him two, second or third down and 8. Third down and 8 coming up for the Comets. 8 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the game. It is a third down and 8 for the Greenville Comets from their own 41. Two receivers left, two right. Ackerman with Oliver in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. It's a high one. He's going to pass. It is incomplete. Incomplete. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 8. Pass was a little bit high. Matthews, though, kind of, I think he'd say he probably should have had it. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 8. So we'll see what the Comets do. Oliver, of course, is their punter, so that always adds a little element in there. And I think they're going for it. They are. They're going for it on fourth and 8 from their own 41. They may have tried to pull the Vandals off sides. We'll see. Play clock at 7. Nope, they're going for it. Fourth down and 8 now. They're going to take a timeout. So the Comets will take a timeout. We'll see what they were going to do. There was definitely a possibility they might have just tried to get the long count, get the Vandals to jump off sides and make it a fourth down and 3, which is much more manageable, especially when you've got Oliver running the football. When you get Oliver running the football, if you've got a fourth and 3, you feel pretty good about it. So it's a fourth down and 8. The Comets take the timeout. Timeout's brought to you in part by K Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance. They are at 720 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can find them online, kmarchinsurance.com. That's K Marsh Insurance. Protect your legacy. Also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires as well. They're a certified MileStar dealer. 618-699-5535, 1720 North 8th in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Fourth down and 8 for the Comets. They are going for it from their own 41. Man in motion is Oliver. Ackerman dropping back to pass. He's going deep. He's got a man. It is incomplete. It is incomplete. Down the near side of the field, trying to hook up with Tavon Petty. And it'll give it up to the Vandals. So the Vandals take over on downs. So the Vandals will take over on downs at the 41, at the Comet 41-yard line. So the Comets went for it and then went deep. And the Vandals take over. 8:08 remaining. The Vandals lead is 15-11. Connor DePue back on the field. He's on the left. He's the lone receiver to the left. Two receivers line up right. Snap is back. Stumball. He's going deep. He's got Connor DePue. It is caught, and he's knocked out of bounds inside the 5 on the near side of the field. Stumball to DePue inside the 5. It'll be first and goal for the Vandals. McHugh got beyond his man. And it'll be first down and goal from the four. First and goal from the four for the Vandals. 8:01 remaining. Dylan Hinton wasn't out there on the last play. It was Matthews. We'll see if they just give it to him. Maybe try to ground and pound. First and goal from the four. Stumball rolls. Follows the blockers. Down inside the five. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Vandals. Stumball from 4 yards out. And the Vandals back on the board. Dumball from 4 yards out. He followed Hinton and a couple of others in for the touchdown. This comes with 7:55 remaining in the game. And Cole Durbin will be attempting the extra point. Cole Durbin steps out for the extra point attempt. The snap is down. The kick is up. It is blocked. It is blocked. It is no good. It is no good. So the Vandals lead is 21-11. So 21-11 is the Vandals lead as the extra point is blocked. We will take a break on WKRV.
Whether you're looking for new tires or quality used tires, the place to go, Rock Bottom Tire at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia, next to the Chuck Wagon. Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized dealer of Milestar Tires. Milestar Tires come with a road hazard warranty. See dealer for details. You can also get your oil change at Rock Bottom Tire. You can also give Jimmy a call, 618-699-5535. That's 618-699-5535. Rock Bottom Tire, 1720 North 8th Street, next to the Chuck Wagon in Vandalia.
So the Vandals will get set to kick it away to the Greenville Comets. And Cole Durbin dribbles it up the middle. Takes several bounces for the Comets to pick it up. And the Vandals will bring the Comet return man down at about the 25. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumball Heating and Air. They've been around for more than 100 years. Stumball Heating and Air, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. The Comets with the football. First down and 10 from their own 25. The Vandals leading now 21-11. 7:51 remaining in the game. Ackerman from the shotgun with Oliver in the backfield with him. He takes the snap. He gives it to the running back, Oliver, and he's ahead to about the 27, maybe 28-yard line. Second down. And about 8 coming up for the Greenville Comets. Second down and 8 coming up for the Greenville Comets from their own 28. Back to pass, Ackerman, and the ball is tipped. It's incomplete. And it'll bring up third down. Ackerman with the pass. Well, they got that play off in a hurry. Third down and 8 for the Comets. Third down and 8 for the Comets. 7 minutes, 24 seconds remaining. That incomplete pass stops the clock. The Vandals would like to see that clock run a lot more. Third down and 8 for the Comets from their own 28-yard line. Three receivers will line up left, one right. Ackerman from the shotgun with Oliver in the backfield with him. Takes the snap, drops back to pass under pressure. Pass is caught. And it's going to be a touchdown for the Comets. No, they trip him up. The Vandals were able to trip him up at about the 5, but it is a huge catch. Tavon Petty, there was a lot of contact there. Petty able to come up with the catch. I thought he had the touchdown, but the Vandals were able to run him down. And that was Kobe Lux who ran him down. And it is a first and goal now for the Comets. So it is a first and goal for the Comets inside the five. First down and goal for the Comets. 7:13 remaining in the game. Vandals lead is 21-11. First and goal from just inside the five. Now, if you're Greenville, you can just give it to Oliver and let him pound away. Get into the end zone. High snap. They give it to Oliver. And they bring him down at about the four. Tried to get to the outside. The high snap kind of slowed things up a little bit for the Comets and helped the Vandals be able to get there. And it is second and goal. The clock is rolling. 6:48 remaining. Second and goal. They hand it off. Oliver Powers trying to fight his way in. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Comets are in for the touchdown. 4-yard run by Oliver. And the Comets right back on the board. 4-yard touchdown run as they get back on the board. This comes with 6:40 remaining. So all of a sudden, we just had a flurry of scoring. We had two touchdowns in the whole first half. It was 11-8 coming to the fourth. And now the Comets get on the board here. And they will attempt the point after. And look to cut it to 21-18. That'd get them within a field goal. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Well, the Vandals' lead is cut to 21-18. 21-18 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Well, the Vandals' lead is cut down to three. 21-18, 6 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. What the Vandals would love to do is get the ball, pound it on the ground, and eat up a lot of clock. But that is not necessarily a game plan that may work in this situation. But I know they would like to. We'll see what the Comets do. They do kick it away deep, and it's going to go back into the end zone. So it'll be a touchback to the 20. So the Vandals will have it at their own 20. Leading 21-18, 6 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the game. A huge pass play for the Comets. That completion to Petty. That set up that touchdown. So they used their big play ability and got into deep into Vandal territory. So the Vandals have it first and 10 from their own 20. 6 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the game. Two receivers line up left. Two right. Man in motion, Colburn left to right. Fake the handoff. Dunbaugh steps up. He's got a man deep, but he overthrew him incomplete. Andrew Casey was the intended receiver. It was defended by Eli Neely on the far side of the field. The Vandals going right to left here in this fourth quarter. So it is second and 10, 6:34 remaining. Not exactly killing off the time, huh? Second down and 10 from their own 20 for the Vandals. Vandals trailed 8-0, tied 8-8, and trailed 11-8, took their first lead. 15-11 and 21-11. Now a handoff to Colbert. He was the man in motion, and he fights his way ahead to about the 24, and it'll bring up a third down and 6. Third down and about 6 coming up for the Vandals. So a third down and 6. Actually going to give him 5 on that, I think. Third down and 5. So a third and 5 coming up for the Vandals from their own 25. We are better than halfway through the fourth quarter. Three receivers line up left. Matthews is now in the backfield. Three receivers line up to the right. One left, that's Connor Depew. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Going to run it himself. He's got the first down and ahead to about the 33. Stumbaugh just took it himself, tucked it in, and went right through the middle of the pile. And he does get the first down for the Vandals. So the Vandals do get the first down. First down for the Vandals. Ahead to their own 33. Dylan Hinton back out there. First down and 10 for the Vandals. That also gets the clock running. 5:20 remaining. 5:20 remaining. Two receivers right, one left. First and 10 for the Vandals from their own 33. They give it to Hinton. Dylan fights. Fights ahead. I think he got to about the 37 before he got pushed back. I'm not sure where they'll spot it. We'll see. I felt like he got up to about 39 maybe. I thought it was a pretty good gain, about a five-yard gain, second and five. He can move a pile, man. Dylan Hinton is a strong, strong young man. And it's going to be a second down and five coming up for the Vandals. 4.5 minutes remaining in the game. Second and five from their own 38. Two receivers left. One right from the pistol. Stumbaugh takes the snap, fakes a handoff to Hinton. He's going to keep it himself. Gets away, bounces off a couple of tacklers. He's got a first down, and he's into common territory. Quentin Stumbaugh kept it himself. He was able to sliver his way ahead up to the 46-yard line. It is a first down for the Vandals into common territory at the 46. So a big play. And the clock continues to run. 4 minutes, 8 seconds on the clock. The Vandals got it. It was 6:40. First down and 10 for the Vandals. They'll probably let play clock run down, too, when they can. Stumbaugh from the pistol. Fakes a handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Fakes a little pitch out and keeps it himself and gets to midfield. Gets to the 40. About a 6-yard pickup. Second down and four, he kept it in bounds, so the clock continues to run. 3:30 remaining in the game. The Vandals lead it 21-18. Second down and four from the Comet 40. Play clock at 14. Vandals will let it run. Man in motion, Depew. They give it to Connor. He gets away from one man, stays on his feet, has a first down, down the far side of the field, and he's inside the 30. So a first down for the Vandals inside the Comet 30. Connor Depew, they had an opportunity to bring him down basically for no gain. He was able to stutter step himself away and ends up getting the first down, and it'll be at the 28-yard line, first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to the Comet 28, 2 minutes, 47 seconds remaining. Three receivers are wide to the left, one right. First and 10 for the Vandals. Fake the handoff. They get the pass. That is to Andrew Casey through the middle. It is a touchdown, Vandals. Touchdown, Vandals. 28-yard touchdown, Stumbaugh to Casey, and the Vandals back on the board. Well, Stumbaugh to Casey through the middle of the field, a 28-yard touchdown. And the Vandals get back on the board. This comes with 2 minutes, 34 seconds remaining in the game. And now Austin. Now Durbin will attempt the extra point. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals now lead it 28-18. 28-18 is our score. The Vandals with the lead by 10 There's still 2 minutes, 34 seconds remaining. We'll keep it here. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. That's Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. You're listening to Vandals Football here on 107.1 FM, WKRV, and available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. And our streaming is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, the Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. 2 minutes, 34 seconds remaining. The Vandals with the lead, 28-18. Kick picked up at the 24 by the Comets. The Vandals close. Man still on his feet. And he fights, still fighting all the way ahead to about the 38. And that's where the Comets will take over. 2 minutes, 24 seconds remaining. So 2:24 remaining. Vandals lead is 10. 28-18. Comets led 8-0. The Vandals scored less than a minute before halftime to tie at 8-8. Comets led 11-8 as they got a field goal on their opening drive of the second half. The Vandals did not take their first lead until into the fourth quarter. Ackerman hands it off to Oliver. He's going to try to get to the outside, looking to turn the corner. And the Vandals bring him down at about the 39-yard line. The pickup of a yard, second and 9. Comets do have a couple of timeouts they can use to stop the clock. We will be inside 2 minutes remaining before this next play. Ackerman takes the snap, hands it off to Oliver through the middle, and he is brought down in the middle of the field. That is for the Vandals. Sam Bowers with the tackle, and it's going to bring up a second down, a third down, I should say, third down and about 5. They're down at about 5 for the Comets, and they're going to use a timeout with 1:49 remaining in the game. We'll take a break as well on WKRV.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime. Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
A minute 49 remaining. The Vandals lead 28-18. The Comets with a third down and 6 from their own 42. Ackerman hands it off to Oliver. Now he's going to look to pass. His pass is up. It is nearly intercepted. The Vandals had it in their hands, couldn't hang on. That was Jaden Wrench, had it in his hands but couldn't hang on, incomplete. It is going to bring up a fourth down. So they flipped it into the hands of Oliver. He went for the pass and made a good one. But the Vandals nearly come up with the interception. He threw it well. I mean, it's got a lot of air under it. Fourth and 6 for the Comets. Ackerman back. Flips it out. This is Oliver. Fights. But he is not going to get the first down, and the Vandals will take over. So the Vandals will take over at the 44. So the Vandals take over at the 44. And the Vandals sideline, I think, just realized that was fourth down. So the Vandals will take over at the Comet 44, leading 28-18 with 1:36 remaining. A lot more fun than if it had been a blowout, huh? 28-18. So the Vandals will line up. There's a minute 36 remaining. And the Vandals not quite ready for victory formation yet, but they have taken over here on the Comet 44. Stumbaugh hands it off to Dylan Hinton. And Dylan pushes ahead, think he got to about the 40. And the Comets might have just used, I believe, what is their final timeout. That's their final timeout. Timeouts are brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They are also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. Also brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can visit them online, kmarshinsurance.com. I think I almost got hit. The cheerleaders are throwing, I think, footballs up in the stands. So K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. They're also online at kmarshinsurance.com. I was dodging for a moment. I got my window open at the top of the stands, and one of the cheerleaders had a heck of an arm. She went up top. She went above where I'm at. Second down for the Vandals. It is a second down and six from the the Comet 40-yard line. 1:31 remaining. Stumbaugh takes the snap. He's going to run it himself, looking for room, and he gets ahead to about the 35. I don't think he got the first down, but I think it's going to be third down and very short, about a yard. So ahead to the 35. I believe the Comets, that was their final timeout a moment ago. We're down to a minute 10. Vandals lead it 28-18. 1 minute remaining. Play clock at 15. The Vandals are going to let that play clock run down as low as they can. They want to milk it out and get this done. Third down and a yard from the Comet 35. Play clock at 5. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Quinton has a first down. Got what he needed. And it'll be a first down for the Vandals. And now the Vandals, with 39.9 seconds remaining, can go into victory formation. They can close it out. So that first down should be able to do it. And that is what they will do. So the Vandals now can go into victory formation, take a knee, and finish this one off and move to 6-0 on the season. So the Comets gave the Vandals a heck of a fight tonight as Quinton Stumbaugh takes the knee. And the Vandals will come away with the 28-18 come-from-behind win. The Vandals never led in this game until the fourth quarter. They led at the 9:09 mark of the fourth quarter. That was their first lead of the night as they fight. Come up with the 28-18 victory here tonight. The Vandals move to 6-0 on the season. The Comets fall to 3-3 on the year. 28-18 is our final here tonight as the Vandals get the victory over the Greenville Comets.